This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Washtenaw United. I'm David Fair, and through our content partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, we're exploring issues of equity and opportunity every Monday. Today, we're going to explore how an Ypsilanti Township neighborhood took a look at itself and said, we have something rather special here, and we want to do even better. And through the active and engaged efforts of dedicated residents, a good amount of progress has been made towards that end, knowing full well there is still more work that lay ahead. Our Washtenaw United guest today is Janice Williams. She has lived in the West Willow neighborhood for more than 30 years now. She raised her three grown children in the neighborhood and is now grandmother to 12. And while she worked 38 years at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, she never left her home in West Willow. And Janice, thank you so much for the time today. I appreciate you being here.
You're welcome.
What brought you to the West Willow neighborhood 30 years ago?
Well, we looked for the price that we could afford.
And that's always first and foremost, isn't it?
Yes. And this is where the realtor took us. I had never heard of West Willow. My husband had, but I had never heard of this place. And the house was perfect. We only looked at two houses. This was the second one. It had a pool in the yard. It had a pool table in the basement that they could not get out. Perfect. Three bedrooms, a full basement, 2.5-car garage. So, and it was on the right side of the street because we didn't want the sun to set in our living room.
So it checked all your boxes.
Perfect.
When you moved in, describe how that area was for you at that time. And we're going to then explore how it has changed over the three decades.
We're told as first-time home buyers were to walk through your neighborhood at night so you can see how it is. And it was very quiet and calm. And I felt safe and being able to have three children. I didn't see any bad things happening. I didn't know about anything. So I just came with a good feeling and a nice home that was affordable for us, and that was enough.
West Willow, it kind of has this triangular-shaped neighborhood that's bordered by Michigan Avenue and I-94, and there is kind of like a road, Tyler Road, that runs right down the middle. Mm-hmm. And within a community that is sometimes considered divided, in that neighborhood there also has been perception of division. So there is a lot of renters on one side of Tyler Road and some Section 8 housing. And then, like you, on the other side of Tyler Road, there are homeowners and a lot of families. So in your estimation, is that divide media-driven or is it something that is real?
Probably both. Because as you live there, when I moved there, we were told we're on the good side. And I felt like it's all
right, there's
good.
There's a judgment.
I've never felt like there was two sides until there were starting to be things that were happening with the drug problem on the Willow Run side of the street. As growing up, and they took care of that problem, and they were really doing their job of cleaning it up. And then we had cameras, so I think things got a little better. You know, we're probably always going to have that problem, but I don't see the separation.
There was a time in the certainly in the 1980s and through the 1990s, and there was a lot of gang activity going on. But even through that period, you felt comfortable, and you felt comfortable raising your family there.
Right, because the kids were always at our house. We had a basketball hoop. That's another thing. The basketball hoop was already on the garage. So all the kids were always at our house. I was feeding them because I wanted to keep my kids in my view. And by having that being said, all the other kids were at my house all the time. You know, but I have to meet your family before you come jump, you know, and swim. And, you know, so that's how we met families. And to this day, these kids still come back to my house at 40 years old. I don't even know who this kid is. They moved out of state, but they still come back. Like three kids came to my house this summer. It was heartwarming that they remembered us. And so, you know, it takes a village. I'm still doing it.
Well, and you know what it sounds like to me? Despite what anybody's outside perception might be, that this is a real neighborhood. We tend to isolate in suburban America today. You can live in a home and never, ever meet your neighbors, even if you're there for a decade or more.
Yes.
But this sounds like a neighborhood that gets outside, that gets together, and is looking to create a real sense of community.
Right. And I do everything in my power to, I pick up trash. Me and my grandkids, we pick up trash when they come, and they want to pick up trash now because we go from corner to corner. I turn the corner sometime, and people are waving, and then I see them doing it. I say, because if you just take care of what's in front of your door, the whole neighborhood is good. So we're trying to promote that. But a lot of people, we're trying to get them to see, and when they see me out there, they say, wow, she doesn't even live here, and she's picking up my trash. You know, maybe that'll get them a hint. And I wave to them, and I smile, and I keep doing it. I've been doing that for years, and now my grandchildren, they fight over who's going to hold the bucket. So,
Well, you do something together and it means something, and then that's something that perpetuates through the generations. Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking about the resurgence and revitalization of the West Willow neighborhood in Ypsilanti Township with longtime resident and dedicated activist Janice Williams. And as she will point out, it's always been good. A lot of people just not aware of all that is taking place in that neighborhood. Now, you are a member of the Neighborhood Watch in West Willow. Mm-hmm. How has that made a difference in the quality of life for those who live there?
Well, if you come to the meetings, we have the sheriff department, we have the fire department, we have people come from University of Michigan, all trying to help us even with health issues, to get out and move and run in your neighborhood. And while you're running, meet your neighbors. But they keep us up on all the crimes, you know, and a lot of things are domestic. It's not always drugs or sometimes are domestic, or just kids, you know, not having anything to do, just out there.
Right.
And so if you come to the meetings, you meet your neighbors as well. And we always tell somebody, bring a person or two every time. Bring someone, and it's growing.
Through the relationship with the sheriff's department, a program called Interrupters came about. And this is a group of community members who are dedicated to making sure the neighborhoods remain safe beyond just being on the watch. What exactly do the Interrupters do?
They really gear toward the youth and trying to let them know that, you know, this is the right thing to do and how to stay away from the gangs. And that they always have someone they can turn to. That's a group that they can come to, and if I have a problem, you know, how do I handle this? Or someone's they trying to get you in. And they're still doing that. I'm surprised at this date that they're still pulling young people in for gangs. We just had a shooting not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, a young 16-year-old. They're 16. And I can imagine how a 16-year-old has his mindset. You know, that's why we have the Interrupters. They need to interrupt that.
In the time that you've been putting forth these kinds of efforts and working with others in the neighborhood to do so, have you seen it make a difference?
Absolutely. One at a time. Each one reach one. I definitely see the kids don't. It's a family situation. You know, they don't have the mother's working. It's a single parent situation. And a lot of them don't have anyone to really steer them. So that's where the Interrupters come in and the Neighborhood Watch come in. We, you know, in the camps, while we got them at camp, we're speaking to them. If the kids are in my yard and I'm giving my grandchildren ice cream, their friends walk by, give them ice cream because I'm talking to them while they're eating that ice cream about being good kids.
We're talking with our Washtenaw United guest, Janice Williams, on 89.1 WEMU, and you said it earlier, it takes a village. There are nonprofit organizations and others that are coming into the community and trying to help make a difference and partnering with you. What has that investment enabled you to do for a more positive future in the West Willow area?
Getting people out to better themselves in their area, to have motivation, to motivate people. United Way, the Habitat, there's so many organizations that are coming towards us because they see we want to make a change.
What kind of difference has Habitat for Humanity made in the area?
Oh my goodness, we have to ask for grants, and we have to show them that we need this grant. We have a new shed being put up, a lending tool shed for people who don't have lawnmowers and such. They can borrow it. So that's our new thing that's being put up. We had the pavilion put up in the back of our little CRC building. That was Habitat. The gardening, we have little areas we put, they make little boxes for herbs, but we have a whole garden, and they're always helping us, putting up sheds, whatever we need. And when they build houses, we go out and help them, you know. Now the houses are selling for like $100,000, I think, somewhere up there.
You know, when GM left the area and all the auto jobs left, property values certainly went down, but it's all back on the rise, isn't it?
I feel like everything's coming up, and Habitat has a lot to do with that.
And you know what? You've lived in the area for over 30 years now. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine a situation that would get you to leave what you now call not only your home, your neighborhood, but your home?
This is going to be funny, but I told my husband, if we can't get pizza delivered, we have to go because it's really gotten bad.
But that's it. You have to draw the line.
I have to draw the line because that means that the pizza, there's hope. Because they've been robbed before, not only in our area, and they're still coming. I can order pizza at midnight or whatever, they're still coming. And I'm watching the pizza man. I'm like, worry at my house. Don't you worry. I got you. But I told them if it gets so bad that they won't deliver to us, that's really bad. And I don't even think then. It's kind of a joke, but it's like I'm thinking about it. Because after 30 years, where am I going?
Right.
To pay more money somewhere? I'm not happy. I'm happy here, so I'm not going anywhere.
So thank you for what you do. Thank you for sharing your story. And let's make sure that we stay in touch and we start letting more and more people know about all of the good things that are going on in the West Willow area.
Absolutely. I'm a protector.
I can tell you are.
Thank you.
I'm David Fair, and that is Janice Williams discussing the new West Willow Neighborhood Association and all that is going on in that area. Please join us for another edition of Washtenaw United next Monday. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County and is heard exclusively on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.